Ben, let's do some chemistry now. This is from listener C. Armesto in Spain, who says, why are iridium, platinum and gold non-reactive? And presumably there are other non-reactive metals as well.
Thinking back to the periodic table again, these metals all are in the same region of the periodic table. So they're sort of the bottom right of what we would call the D metals. And if we think about why something's not reactive, well, there's sort of two reasons. One is that it's not favourable for kind of the reaction starting materials to go to products. For example, we might think of a metal reacting with oxygen and forming an oxide and tarnishing, and whether that's energetically favourable for that reaction to happen. So that might be one of the reasons. The other one is that it might be favourable for the reaction to happen, but it just happens so slowly. There's a sort of barrier for it to start. And with some of these metals, it's a bit of both, really.
So basically, the metals that don't react, it's just really difficult. You need to put too much energy in to get anything out of them.
Yeah, that's one way of thinking about it. Gold does react with some things, though. You can dissolve it in aqua regia. This was done in the Second World War.
Acid, isn't it?
Yes, it's a concentrated nitric and hydrochloric acid. It was done in the Second World War to save the gold Nobel Prizes of a couple of German physicists from the hands of the Nazis. So they were dissolved in aqua regia, hidden in a bottle of acid in a lab. And then after the war, the gold was still there. It was turned back into gold and recast, and the medals were re-given to the scientists.
Fantastic story.